USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The big North American trade deal is headed to the Senate floor after being cleared by the Finance Committee. The USMCA is designed to replace NAFTA, which was negotiated during the Clinton administration. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is clearing up any confusion regarding troops remaining in Iraq.
Our policy has not changed. We are not leaving Iraq. And a draft unsigned letter does not constitute a policy change. And there is no signed letter, to the best of my knowledge. I've asked the question. So there may be people trying to create confusion, but we should focus on this much. What I've said a few times now, our policy has not changed. We are in Iraq, and we are there to support Iraqi forces and the Iraqi government become a strong, independent, and prosperous country.
Esper, speaking at the Pentagon, also says the United States is not seeking a war with Iran, but is prepared to finish one. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The holiday season is behind us, but another season's not that far away. That's tax season. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The IRS says Americans can start filing their federal returns as early as January 27th. The deadline for filing is still April 15th, but early filers can start getting their numbers ready now. And when it comes time to file, the IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig says the agency encourages everyone to consider filing electronically and to also choose direct deposit if you're getting a refund. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's campaign is reserving a 60-second ad buy during the Super Bowl. The New York Times is reporting his campaign will pay more than $5 million for the one-minute ad to air during the game. President Trump's campaign is also considering a 30-second ad buy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Approximately 2.2 million 25 to 29-year-olds in America are living at home. Maybe they're lacking in direction at work or in school or failing to grow up. Parents of these struggling transitioners, as they can be called, typically find themselves trapped, taking care of young people too old to parent, yet too immature to take care of themselves. Well, I had a chance to sit down and chat with psychologist Dr. Mark McConville, and I asked him about these struggling transitioners and when he started noticing this in his practice, that this was becoming a growing and growing trend.
I began to notice, as a psychotherapist who has long specialized in adolescent clients, that I was getting more and more 20-somethings referred, but for not for issues that were typical of young adults, but for issues that were very typical of adolescents, conflict with their parents, lack of motivation, lack of direction in life. And it left me, and I'm sure many of my colleagues, scratching my head. And so it just, the term struggling transitioner just occurred to me that they were in that stage where they're struggling from adolescence into the next stage of life is referred to by psychologists as emerging adulthood. And these were kids who weren't emerging. There's a transition you have to make into that stage, and they all seem to be wrestling with it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.